Clearly, in the case of God's beautiful woman in Proverbs chapter 31, her God-given creativity plus the desire to better her family finances added up to a profession. Something personal, her ability and her desires for her family, became something professional, her cottage industry. And it all began with an outlet for her creativity. She makes linen garments. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 24. First, she made the linen fabric itself, and then she made the clothes from it. The fineness of her linen made it soft and usable for bedclothes, undergarments, or lightweight tunic-like smocks worn in the summer on a bare body. Her linen garments were thin and fine, and therefore costly. This woman's handiwork also includes sashes, and we see that she supplies sashes for the merchants. Verse 24. Like a belt or girdle, a sash was worn to gather the flowing garments, still worn in Israel today, so that movement was easier. Leather belts were common, but a linen sash or belt was more attractive and more costly, woven with gold and silver thread and studded with jewels and gold. These were the works of art she supplies for the merchants. The enrichment of estate. For the Proverbs chapter 31 woman, a business grew out of her personal creativity and her personal desire to enrich her estate. So she makes linen garments and sells them. Verse 24. Intent on improving her family's financial situation and knowing that her merchandise is good. Verse 18. She moves her handmade goods out from the home and into the local markets. The sashes she supplies to foreign merchants offer her a second source of income. Canaanite and Phoenician traders come by caravan and ship to choose the best, the most exquisite, the most extraordinary goods to carry to distant places, and her sashes certainly qualified. The result? She trades, exchanges, barters, and sells her sashes and linen garments. Verse 24. A personal story. For me, this verse has been a special challenge. The thought of something personal becoming something professional has sparked my thoughts and fueled my energy for a long time. Just like God's beautiful woman, my thing just happened. It grew out of something I did every day without ever thinking much about it. You see, my thing, my something personal, was studying the Bible. Becoming a Christian at age 28, already married for 8 years and the mother of two preschoolers, I fell in love with my Bible. Through it, God gave me answers to many questions and direction for my confused life. Whenever I wasn't sure about something, how to discipline my children, how to be a better wife, how to run my home, how to manage my time, God's word always had the answer. So I made sure I spent some time each day studying my Bible. Well, some time each day adds up over the decades. In the still, quiet times around our house, usually very early in the morning or at night after Catherine and Courtney were asleep, I studied, I read, I memorized, I outlined. I broke down God's word into paragraphs and topics and passages. One day when I was asked to teach a Bible study, I realized I already had the makings of about 10 Bible study workbooks to choose from, all originating in my daily quiet time. As I began teaching using my materials, women from other churches wanted to use these materials for their studies. Soon, audio albums accompanied the